There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys. Yep, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we got a bunch of stuff to talk about. Apparently, substance abuse is now reported by about in 1 in 10 American workers. And that's reported. 10% of our full-time workers are admitting to having recent substance abuse problem. Probably is higher. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about five cities that the NFL needs to expand to. This was a very interesting article. And one of the cities is where I live, Las Vegas. Yeehaw! We got a woman who apparently was kicked off a flight for stabbing a seatmate with a pen. We have Dr. Oz under fire by a group of physicians who want him ousted from the faculty on which he sits. And we'll talk about that and why this group of dissenting physicians is going after Dr. Oz. We're going to talk about how teen vaping has now tripled. And a study has come out saying these e-cigs really are not helping people quit smoking at all. Remember when Los Angeles paid millions upon millions of dollars for iPads for their students? Well, now they're demanding a multi-million dollar refund from Apple. So we're going to talk about that. And then we have a gentleman who I think went to the hospital after playing Candy Crush for so long that I guess it, I apologize, my site just went down. If I remember correctly, he was playing a Candy Crush marathon to the point that he had no use of his hand afterwards. So we're going to talk about that. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know what? I'm going to quit, saving on paper. If this is what happens when I don't print to save paper and then my computer crashes, forget this. That's, you know, ridiculous. All right. So let's get started. Okay. Here we go. He ruptured his tendon. That's what happens, okay? So he went on this big bender. 29-year-old, they say he was a former sailor out of California, was playing countless hours of Candy Crush. I don't know how, because you run out of lives. And he played Candy Crush all day during a 6 to 8 week stretch. Well, he suffered a ruptured tendon in his left thumb due to excessive gameplay, according to a case study in the Journal of American Medical Association Internal Medicine. His tendon was getting inflamed and worn down, and apparently he didn't feel the pain. Now, the tendons run over the bone in the thumb, so a swiping motion that you repetitively make to cross the candy over can cause tendons to become inflamed, ultimately limiting movement. So he was playing it all day with his left hand. They did not identify the man. Let's just call him Mr. Candy Crush. And I guess he used the right hand for other tasks. Maybe when he had to go to the bathroom or whatever, he used the right hand. So he said playing was kind of a secondary thing, but it was constantly on. He didn't report no pain, so, you know, he had no warning that that would happen. So, you know, and also when you get excited with Candy Crush, you probably get some adrenaline, you probably get some cortisol rushes, you know, because you got that, you know, little chocolate candy with all the speckles, and once you get one of those, you're super happy because then you could kill a whole bunch of stuff, you know, get a whole bunch of candy with that. So people get really, really excited. So unfortunately blows this tendon. Now, you know, for those of you guys that play a lot of video games, it just doesn't have to be Candy Crush, okay? I mean, you know, now he's claiming the Candy Crush did it, okay? I mean, you know, I don't know if maybe he hurt himself another way, but he's claiming Candy Crush caused some tendon to rupture. Overuse of any digit or any limb could technically do that. However, there are some things that could put you at risk for tendon rupture. Remember we talked about the Floxin, the chloroquinolone medications? Levaquin, Cipro. You got to be very careful being on those medications because those could also put you at risk for tendon rupture. So we tell you to be very, very careful and not overdo it with sports, etc. You know, I gotta tell you, these video games are addictive, and this is something we need to study more, you know, in terms of why we're getting addicted to it. I mean, I think we know the why, but two, how we could stop that. I mean, I see people at work playing their games. You know, I see patients, they're coming in, and, you know, and they're sitting there playing their game because they waited for me. You know, and I understand, you know, and I'm like, okay, you know, I understand you have to wait, okay, but they're still playing. And I'm like, okay, well, can you put that down? I got to talk to you about your labs. Hold on a second. I'm so close. And you're like, all right, you know, I'd like to talk to you about your labs. You want me to come back when you finish your game? Yeah, come back, Dahlia. So it's okay. I mean, this is the world we live in, where the games get precedence over the kids, over the mother-in-law, etc. But, you know, I just wonder if he was taking a medication like Levaquin or Cipro, etc. Because the antibiotic is one of my favorite antibiotics. We used to use Levaquin for pneumonia. We used to give it IV when I was in training. And it was one of the newer medicines that came out. And it handles a whole variety of different types of bacteria, especially the pneumonia type of bacteria, bacteria that could cause colitis, etc. But unfortunately, it carries a risk of tendon rupture precautions. So we have to tell people that you don't want to do anything active, any repetitive motion. And having a tendon rupture is very, very painful because that's how the muscle attaches to the bone. There's a tendon. So just something to think about. All right, that's Candy Crush for you. All right, when we come back, why is Dr. Oz, all right, being actually demanded his he's in Columbia University. He is faculty there. Why are doctors asking for him to be removed? We're going to talk about that. And then the LA school district wants a multi-million-dollar refund from Apple after using that for iPads for their kids. What went wrong? We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, media colleague, even though I've never met him, you know, but he is in the media, and he is a doctor, so technically a colleague is under fire as 10 physicians have sent a letter to the dean of Columbia University Medical School demanding that Dr. Oz, be removed from faculty there. The university said they are not going to do it. They're not going to remove him. The group of dissenting physicians is led by Dr. Henry Miller of Stanford University. He wrote to Dean Lee Goldman that Oz promotes quote-unquote quack treatments on his popular television series, The Dr. Oz Show. He, quote-unquote, has manifested an egregious last lack of integrity by promoting quack treatments and cures in the interest of personal financial gain and has, quote, misled and endangered the public. Now, Oz is vice chair of the Department of Surgery, from what being reported by Newsweek, at Columbia's medical school. A spokesman for his show had no immediate comment when contacted by Newsweek. Columbia wrote that it is committed to the principle of academic freedom and to upholding faculty members' freedom of expression for statements they make in public discussion. Last year, there was a study that fact-checked the advice that Dr. Mehmet Oz gives on the show, and unfortunately, not much luck. They found that more than half the time, the medical advice on the show lacked proof or contradicted best available science. Of the health recommendations that appeared on Dr. Oz's show, research found evidence to support 46%, meaning that 46% of the time, the show gave solid advice. But 15% of the time, the advice directly contradicted the best available evidence, and 39% of the time, the research found no evidence to support the advice. So at the time, it really didn't become a big story like we thought it would. Publicists handled it really, really well. And there were other, I guess, shows looked at also, I believe, doctors, et cetera. The Dr. Dahlia show wasn't looked at because they were probably like, you know what, she just sits there and talks about her hemorrhoids all the time. When does she talk about medicine? So, you know, here's the thing, okay? I don't really watch the Dr. Oz show because I'm working, and I've never really gotten to see it. I need to, like, tape it so I can actually see what's going on. I've never sat through a whole Dr. Oz show. So I don't know. And I have to be very careful, all right, because number one, I need to make sure that your safety is paramount, all right? But I also don't want to accuse Dr. Oz of lying to, et cetera, when I don't even know. So, I mean, I've been very, abstaining from a lot of comments on anything Dr. Oz has personally done because I don't know. I have no idea what he's promoting on his show. I have no idea what products he's promoting. I know there was that one weight loss supplement. So I have no idea what percentage of the time he's promoting correct evidence and what percentage he's not. So I haven't really commented much. But the one thing I can comment on is if you are in the media, and you do have a show such as this, and you are not prefacing by saying, look, this is what I've seen in my practice, this is what I've seen, and it be on. You have a responsibility to these listeners and these viewers to be as correct as you can. If I have a theory about something, I tell you guys it's a theory. If I see something that if I see a trend in my clinic, I tell you it's a trend. And then if I, in my training, think something is definite, like, okay, you know, signs of heart attack could be chest pain, shortness of breath, etc., I'm teaching that to you. And whatever I am teaching to you, I hold the responsibility that it better be correct or there better be some scientific evidence. Okay? True, I am going to be open to your opinions. When I have callers write or call in concerned about vaccine safety, even though I'm pro-vaccine, and, you know, I've very well read on what the studies are, I'm going to be open to your advice or open to your opinion. And, of course, I'm going to look into whatever you guys write me because, Lord knows, we've seen things in the past like estrogen causing heart disease, like back in the 90s, poo-pooed, and then all of a sudden after the Women's Health Initiative, like, wait a second, these estrogen supplements could put you at risk for heart disease. So, you know, a good doctor is always open-minded. But being in the media, we have responsibility. One, we have a responsibility to entertain. Two, we have a responsibility in our network to, show integrity, but to also be friendly to the people making the show happen. My engineers, I mean, we got Tom working the dials. You guys know that I would love to rip Tom a new one any chance I get, just because sometimes I'm in a bad mood and I just feel like ripping somebody a new one. But I'm not supposed to rip Tom a new one because he's making the show happen. He's working the dials. So I gotta be, we gotta be nice. We gotta pretend that we like him. Be nice. All right. And I hold back. I restrain myself with every fiber in my being. Okay? Oh, now I love Tom. But you see, I mean, you know, so now we have the issue of advertisers. The reason why TV gets to be TV and radio gets to be radio is you have to have income coming in. Are you guys paying to listen to the Dr. Dahlia show? How much money did you spend to listen to the Dr. Dahlia show? Well, I wouldn't spend any money. Okay, I'm not asking you if you think it's worth money, but how much money are you spending to listen to it? No, you're getting the show for free. You're getting it on the internet. You're getting it in your car radios. You're getting it on the iPhone app. All right, but in order to make it happen, right, in order for there to be a network and all the dials and all that stuff, there has to be income coming in. So income comes from advertisers. Now, the type of advertisers I like are the ones where I could back up their product. Okay, like certain tires, I like. Certain cars, I like. Certain medical facilities, I like. Right? Now, they're not sponsors, but, you know, there are certain things that I have no problem backing up and endorsing. But if there's a product that I don't really know much about, you've seen I don't endorse it. There's very few products I've endorsed. One product I really endorse is Beano. They're not an advertiser. But I love Beano because I've used it. And it has stopped many a fart. Why? Because Beano has these enzymes and they help me digest my food. And you guys all know about my irritable bowel. I like the product. I also like Tampax tampons. I really like Tampax tampons. I think they do a damn good job. But again, they're not advertisers. So I can honestly tell you what I think, and fine, they don't have to advertise. Fine. I'm not a part of that part of the business. Okay? But now you have a show on network television. I don't know much about being a Dr. Dahlia on TV, but what I do know is advertisers are important. So when you're a doctor and there's advertisers, you know, there's going to be a conflict if an advertiser wants to advertise something that you really can't fully endorse. And I've had to turn away radio endorsements because I really didn't know if their product is something I could stand by and recommend to people. They go, well, try the product. I go, but I mean, I don't know if that's just enough for me trying it. So it's difficult. So I'm not saying I agree with these doctors. I'm not saying I disagree with them. But I think that any information being brought up on these medical shows where non-medical viewers are watching and taking to heart, okay? Now, mind you, I've heard some of the advice Dr. Oz gives, which is good advice. You know, he talked about poops. Again, I haven't caught a lot of his shows, but a lot of the stuff my patients are telling me, you know, Dr. Oz talks about, you know, these certain vitamins being important. You know, I've been finding myself agreeing with Dr. Oz on a lot of things. But you've got to be really, really careful when you start to endorse a product. And I would say don't go for the money if you can't endorse it. The other thing, too, is doctors should never be in sales. All right? We already look like salespeople trying to recommend and convince you to get your colonoscopy and your mammogram and to get your blood work. I'm not making money off of that. Yet I look like a salesperson going, look, you got to do this, you got to buy this, you got to buy this. No offense to salespeople, but it looks like I am trying to urge and encourage some sort of a purchase or an action. And it's exhausting. But I try to throw a product in there for people to buy. Yes, I would make more money in my practice, but I just can't go there. I don't want to go there because the second you guys think that I am making money off of something that may not be good for you, you may not heed my recommendation to get a mammogram or to get a vaccine or to get a colonoscopy or to see your doctor because you're having abnormal neck pain that may be your heart, and I can't take that chance. I can't lose any life because somebody thinks that I could be endorsing something falsely. So you need to know that there's no subjectivity involved and it's objective. And if there's anything I'm talking about that is subjective, I need to disclaim that and tell you, this is my opinion. I really dig this. Okay? So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We do really do appreciate it. We know you guys have plenty of choices out there, and the fact that you choose our show, I'm really honored, because you really do have a lot of other choices out there, and there could be shows better than mine. I mean, I doubt it, but there could be. And the fact thick of you. Thank you. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. So e-cigs may not help smokers quit tobacco after all. There was a study that came out saying that in the American Journal of Public Health yesterday that smokers who use e-cigs were less likely to quit regular cigarettes than those that never even tried the devices in the first place. The team was led by Dr. Y.L. Al-Dalami, chief of the Division of Global Public Health at the University of California, San Diego School of Medicine, and they looked at 1,000 California smokers for a year. The researchers found that smokers who said they never even tried the e-cigs were about half as likely that had ever used the e-cigs were half as likely to cut down on their smoking and 59% less likely to quit compared to those who never used e-cigs. So they say based on the idea that smokers use e-cigs to quit smoking, we hypothesize that smokers who use these products would be more successful in quitting, but the research revealed the contrary. So two anti-smoking experts said the study cast doubt on the notion of e-cigs being used as a smoking cessation aid. Okay, here's the thing. First of all, any of you guys that use e-cigs, let me first commend you. If you're using it to try to quit smoking, I want to commend you, all right, for trying. I am very, very proud of you. I know there's going to be a lot of back and forth, and there's a lot of debate on whether these things are safe or not, and we're going to talk about another study on its safety. But I have to say, the fact that you are trying to do something for your health, I am I'm proud of you, all right, because I know that's hard. So when a lot of us are like, oh, my gosh, you know, they don't even help, and they're this and this and this and this, can somebody just stop and commend you guys for trying to do what you're trying to do? I know it's tough, so well done, all right? But I also need to make sure that you guys aren't being snowed. If we're starting to find more and more data that these things don't help, I want to make sure that you guys aren't buying a product that doesn't work or possibly putting you in harm's way. All right? So don't interpret any of these studies as people picking on you guys on using e-cigs. Now, apparently they found that kids now, teen vaping has tripled. And we're seeing more and more kids using, I think 13.4% of high school students are vaping. 13.4. Aren't they supposed to be doing their schoolwork? And 3.9% of middle school students. How the hell are they getting a hold of these things? Apparently, there's almost no regulation. Most states are supposed to be banning e-cig sales to minors, but still, teens are getting them from either online orders, etc. The FDA had proposed regulations, but I don't know if the regulations ever came through. So they're still advertising for flavors like bubble gum, cherry, chocolate. They say that in USA Today, there's a drop in cigarette smoking. So that's cool. Okay, in high school students, we are now less than 10% smokers. That is way cool. Middle school cigarette smoking remains steady at 2.5%. Why the hell is a middle school? My gosh, it's like 11 years old. Really? Really? 11, 12-year-olds are smoking? Really? Oh, these kids need, jeez. All right, they need a good talking to. Anyway, so middle school cigarette smoking remains steady at 2.5%. Now you're seeing a lot of hookahs and e-cigs. And whenever you say hookah, you got to do it with an inflection in your voice. Hookah. 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 Anyway, so they're seeing tobacco use dropping, but you're seeing more nicotine. See, kids are a lot smarter than you think, okay? If something looks cool and something gives you some sort of a little buzz, all right, chewing tobacco and cigarettes are going to start being out of favor as we have other things that do that. And there's also a big placebo buzz people can get, too, from these products. So now the kids are like, well, I'm going to look so cool. And by the way, these e-cig things look cool. They look a hell of a lot cooler than cigarettes. So they say in one hookah session, you could be inhaling the amount of tobacco equivalent to what you could get from 100 cigarettes. So hookahs could unfortunately, and again, they look cool. Everybody gets to sit there and puff on a hookah. And I mean, I tried it once, all right, because I guess you put water in there and vapor, and I didn't like it. I was like, I really don't understand why this is cool. You know, I mean, I would rather eat a piece of chocolate cake. You got any chocolate cake? And yeah, then I got some chocolate cake instead. So what about the danger? Okay, well, we have absolutely no idea what is in these additives. And remember, what people are getting, all right? I mean, these flavors. These flavors are flavorings that are supposed to be ingested through your stomach. Have they been tested on what happens with your lungs? Are the lungs able to take in these food colorings and additives, etc.? Has this even been studied? And now the nicotine. You got younger kids now trying the, I mean, middle school students, really excited about this whole e-cig thing. So now they're being exposed to nicotine. Well, you know, we know it's harmful to a developing fetus. We also know that nicotine can paralyze the cilia. That's supposed to get rid of toxins and things like that that you breathe in and particulates. So do we really want that happening to our kids? So I think we need to study these a lot more. They haven't been out long enough. All right. But we are, I think, going about things the wrong way. So, okay, what are some of the popular flavors? You got the bubblegum flavor, cotton candy, chocolate, grape, apple, tobacco, menthol, vanilla, cherry, and coffee. I really don't understand the coffee thing. I don't think coffee tastes good, but some of you guys do. All right. And they say that the flavoring chemicals comprise anywhere from 1 to 4% of the e-cig liquids, equivalent to 10 to 40 milligrams per milliliter. Now, 6 of the 24 compounds used to flavor these liquids are part of a class of chemicals called the aldehydes. Now, aldehydes are respiratory irritants. They're known to be respiratory irritants. So they say the concentrations of some flavor chemicals in e-cig fluids are sufficiently high for inhalation exposure by vaping to be of toxicologic concern. Now, does it mean that these chemicals are toxic in the dose found in the liquids? But here's the other thing. We have a little bit of unpredictability. We are heating these things up. Remember we talked about the formaldehyde being formed? We are heating things up to be smoked, that these food colorings and dyes and flavors were not really designed to do. All right, so just like with medical marijuana and a variety of other things, immigration, we have never figured out the logistics before we made the decision to do things. So now you have e-cigs all over the place, and now we're trying to play catch-up. Wait a second. Can we study these first? Don't use it yet. And people are like, you don't know what you're talking about. There's no study saying it's not safe. Same thing with marijuana. Marijuana is being legalized faster than we could even imagine. And maybe it's a good thing. All right, I don't know yet, right? But now you have people going, wait a second, can we just, do we know if it's going to react with this medicine? Do we know what people are getting? Does it depend on the type of marijuana? Can everybody just hold the phone and slow down? You can't. You can't slow it down, okay? So the Flavor Extract Manufacturers Association has pointed out that the FDA standards for these flavor chemicals use in food are based on ingesting them and not inhaling them. Route of exposure is extremely important. Your stomach is pretty good at tolerating a lot of terrible stuff. So, let's say you're ingesting tiny amounts of formaldehyde. Now, we get formaldehyde in fruits and vegetables, little bits. Our stomach acid seems to handle it. Okay? Our body even makes formaldehyde. Very low doses go through our bloodstream. But inhaling it could be linked to cancer. Your lungs were never designed for this. So right now, I would say if it's not helping you quit smoking, maybe just don't mess with it. If it is helping you quit smoking, talk to your medical provider. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. Dali. All right, guys. All right, so Los Angeles now, the Los Angeles School District, Los Angeles Unified School District, has asked Apple for a multi-million dollar refund, saying it is extremely dissatisfied with the implementation of a tablet-based education curriculum that the company provided them. Who didn't see that one coming? LAUSD attorney David Holmquist sent a letter to the California-based company on Tuesday threatening legal action in case of a failure to reach a satisfactory agreement on the matter. In 2013, the school district entered into an agreement with Apple to provide iPads to 650,000 students of the district, an idea I thought was a bad idea. I'm getting tired of the fact that kids aren't using real books. I am so mad nobody has to learn the Dewey Decimal System like I had to. I understand everything is now internet, but I hate the idea that these kids, and I see my sons do it too, are staring at an iPad to do homework and getting iPad thumb at risk for rupturing their tendon, like the Candy Crusher. I'm like, you know, can they please go through a book, look at a book? I think it's easier on the eyes. Well, in 2013, they provided iPads to 650,000 students. Under the agreement, they paid more than $700 a tablet for iPads loaded with the Instructional Technology Initiative, which is a curriculum from Pearson Education that was provided at a cost of $200 a unit. So this ITI was a part of a $1.3 billion plan to universalize the use of iPads in the country's second largest school district. While Apple and Pearson promised state-of-the-art technology, according to attorney Holmquist, they have yet to deliver it. As we approach the end of the school year, the vast majority of students are still unable to access the Pearson curriculum on iPads. Pearson was subcontracted by Apple to provide maths and English curriculum for the iPads. The implementation has previously been criticized for its high cost and failure to replace traditional textbooks. Can we just go back to the textbook? Do things have to really change, right, at this level? The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation is also investigating whether Apple and Pearson had an unfair advantage in winning the lucrative contract due to their relationship with former schools superintendent John Deasy, who resigned from his post last October. Okay, that was a lot of money. And I was wondering how L.A. was going to handle that. In California, for example, because they, I mean, aren't they already financially strapped? Maybe they're not, if they could buy iPads for all the students. But, you know, I see my kids, and many of them computer-based. My son was having a hell of a time with his math, going, my teacher doesn't teach it or whatever. And he's watching, I guess there's a Google, on Google, there's like a tutor. So he's listening to a woman teach the math on his computer. Now, we're arriving more and more people homeschool. They're like, look, you could just get all the stuff, you know, from Google. And I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm old school and that's the way I learned. But I love the idea of opening a book, looking at a table of contents, you know, having to type a paper, spell it correctly, use proper diction, use proper, punctuation. You know, I'm also a little nervous when my kids have to do some Spanish homework. They're using Google Translate. And they're typing in the word, which, by the way, I mean, I love Google Translate. True, it's not 100%, but damn, that makes things easy. So they're typing in the word, they're getting the Spanish word, and they're like, okay, good. And I'm like, wait a second, why aren't you trying to, you know, search in your memory and crack that memory? Don't you remember the word? Or sometimes some of these words are very logical, you know, like molestar is, bother you. You know, so I'll ask a patient, Dolores, Espalda, you know, se moleste durante la mañana, you know, does your back pain, you know, bother you during the morning or on la noche, at night? Molest is in Spanish bother, to bother you. Married, a wife is esposa, same word as handcuffs. Don't ask where they got that one. But, I'm like, you know, where are you trying to wreck your brain and trying to remember things and form words, et cetera? Things are kind of too easy with the internet. And maybe, you know, if the internet is here to stay, then maybe they don't have to know how to spell. Maybe they don't have to remember a Spanish word. They could just Google it. My husband predicts that you'll be able to talk into your phone, and the phone will immediately translate it. So if you're in a foreign country, all you have to do is talk to your phone, and the phone will translate it to the person in front of you. So there's going to be, you know, no need for you to learn a whole other language. And I don't know if we're doing that right. You know, a kid's brain has to develop a certain way. Maybe books were never the answer. I mean, we came up with books centuries ago. All right? That's because that was a way of you know, writing. I don't like the idea that my kids are dependent on a computer for everything. What happens if we have major power outages? Do they know phone numbers? Are they memorizing family members' phone numbers? Right? I mean, look at what happened with the power outage in New York. You know, people didn't have their cell phones. A lot of people didn't have landlines. I don't have a landline. Right? I mean, I do at work. Why am I spending the money on a landline when I have a cell phone? We're being so dependent on computers. And I'm not saying a Y2K could happen. And well, Y2K didn't really happen. But anyway, I'm wondering if that's not the proper way to teach. All right? Are you taking your kids to a library? I mean, are people using libraries anymore? So, no surprise there. No surprise there with L.A. I hope they get that worked out. NFL. All right, this is kind of interesting. All right, there are, I guess, 5 cities where the NFL may need to expand to. This has been reported by KDWN. And hold on. There we go. All right, so, first, Los Angeles. Now, I guess the Los Angeles... I was a Raider fan because I guess L.A., the Raiders were in L.A. and then they moved to Oakland. All right. So now, because they have 16.37 million metropolitan area, do they deserve to have another football team? Well, they're looking at Los Angeles Avengers. That's a name that I guess is being kind of dappled with the Avengers. It is the second most populous city in the nation. My guess is first is New York City. Duh. And there could be 3.6 million NFL fans. Could bring a lot of money. All right. You know, you having an NFL team, a lot of money. Avengers, cool. Not sure if they would have Raiders or Rams again, but that's an idea. And then Las Vegas. I live in Las Vegas. Maybe they're dappling around with the Las Vegas Aces. All right. We got 600,000 people in the city, but 2 million metro area. So, Vegas may be good. Apparently, Vegas is the 6th most popular tourist destination in the country. All right? And we get people from all over. And so, fantasy football, online bookies, etc. I mean, you know, Vegas is known for attracting sport type of thing. And so, it could be good. They talk about London. The London Beef Eaters. I don't know if that's a... Beef Eaters. I don't know if that would be good. But anyway, so we're talking about London, Mexico City. They call it the Mexico City Lobos. Is it Lobos Wolf? Los Lobos, the Wolves. And then Portland, Oregon, the Portland Handlebars. Are they kidding me? Handlebars? Well, I guess. Handlebars. Who knows? So, I don't know. I hope Vegas gets an NFL football team. That'd be good. They've got to be good, though. Okay, I mean, really, really good. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There's a passenger who was removed from a Southwest Airlines plane that was grounded, of course, after she allegedly stabbed her seatmate with a pen to stop him from snoring. The passenger on flight 577 to Manchester, New Hampshire, created a disturbance on board a jet at Midway Airport, which delayed the flight by almost 2 hours. Lenny Mordarsky, 68, said he was asleep as the flight was taxiing down the runway, and he started to feel pain in his arm, and she was stabbing him with a pen. So be careful of a pen. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.